from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We are live at Palatial and Wonderful Bowser, Studio B, Chevrolet in Monroeville. And we are joined right now by our good friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Ray is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. First off, Ray, hello. And secondly, are the Steelers as panicked about their offensive struggles as, well, the rest of us are?
Well, being in that locker room and being in Arthur Smith's scrum yesterday, no, they're not overly concerned. But I think the thing that they all want to see rectified in this final preseason game against Detroit is just do the basic things well. I mean, we all know the Steelers and most every other team, they're going to be vanilla in the preseason. They're not going to show, you know, their complete hand of what they want to do as an offense. But you can't be giving up 4 sacks. Your tackles have to play better, and you got to run block better. And I don't mean to pick on the offensive line, but guys, for me, it's hard to evaluate the receivers, the running backs, and especially the quarterback when they've been under siege really for the first 2 games of the preseason.
Ray, should we be worried about Broderick Jones after his performance last weekend? Do you take credence into the elbow injury? Is this a fixable issue? Should he move to left tackle to start the season? What's your kind of thoughts around Broderick Jones as we sit here today?
Well, we got a little bit of insight from Troy Faiotanu yesterday. He plans on being back for the season opener. Now, whether he starts or not really is going to depend on when he gets back. You know, can he get back next week and have a full 2 weeks to prepare? Or, you know, if not, then maybe Broderick would have to stay on the right side you know, until he's 100% healthy. So I think Faiotanu's injury is going to play into where Broderick starts the season. You know, in terms of Broderick's play, it really was only one game. I thought he was okay against the Texans, not great. You know, he said yesterday there's just some technique things that, you know, that he can clean up just in terms of his pass sets and, you know, how soon he gets to his spot. He felt like he gave Greg Rousseau a little bit too much time and space to counter-react what he was doing. So, you know, I think Broderick can get the technique stuff straightened out. But, listen, the injuries are a concern for me. We all know there's an elbow issue, and then Broderick said there are multiple things wrong. So whatever those other things are, you know, I think collectively, you know, they're hurting him a little bit just in terms – of his preparation. He doesn't look like he's the same imposing tackle that he was last season.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Best guess, understanding that it is a guess and an educated one at that, Ray, do you think that Troy Faiotanu is going to start week one?
You know, I'll say yes. You know, I think we're what, 18 days away or so from the start of the season. I think the big thing is if he can get back and practice maybe by the tail end of next week, You know, I think that'll be a good sign. But if he's not, guys, if he's just getting back to practicing like on that Wednesday before the first game, then I'd say no. I think, you know, they would start with Broderick Jones and Dan Moore, and they would wait for Faitanu to get healthy. I think the good news is what we found out yesterday, you know, the rosters get cut down to 53 on Tuesday. Faitanu is not going to start on IR. And based on what Mike Tallman said about Jaylen Warren yesterday, he's not going to start on IR either. So, you know, there's that whole thing. If you start on IR, you got to miss four games. You know, thankfully for the Steelers, both those players, and I think they're going to be key parts of the offense. If they do miss any time, I think it'll just be a game or two.
Great. Just like you just said, you know, you can't really get a true evaluation of the receivers if your offensive line can't hold up, but the receivers still have to go out there and show something. Do you have any update on Roman Wilson, and will he play in this weekend's game?
I don't think he is going to play. He did not practice yesterday, guys. So that's, you know, that's not good for Roman Wilson. You know, I thought he got off to a decent start, you know, the first week of camp before they put the pads on, and then he was injured the first week they put the pads on. So, you know, his situation, you know, certainly bears watching. Obviously, he's a third-round pick. They're going to carry him on the 53-man roster. But, you know, if you're a rookie and you don't play in any preseason games, depending on what else goes on with this roster, I think he's a candidate to start on IR. So that's something to keep an eye on next week. Now, if he returns to practice later week and next week, then, you know, we'll see. But not looking good for Roman Wilson right now.
No good. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Listen to Arthur Smith yesterday, Ray, and my read was if it were up to Arthur Smith, you probably wouldn't have played Russ Wilson in the last game because they want to take it slow with him. They don't want him to re-aggravate. Do you think that's because Russ is still hobbled by the injury, or is it more just about not wanting that to re-aggravate?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Russell said last week before the game that he felt fine. He obviously felt like he can go out there and play. I didn't see him, you know, move around and escape the pocket maybe as much as I thought he would. Now, maybe some of that was just, you know, the Bills did a really good job of containing those running lanes, and there were no, you know, escape pass for him to go out and make a play. But he kind of seemed like a sitting duck back there to me. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe he's under instructions as well. Hey, don't go out and run. We want to, you know, give that calf a couple more weeks until we have to do that stuff. So, you know, we'll see what happens this week, but I was expecting Russ to be a little bit more mobile than he was against the Bills. But again, I'm not entirely sure that's 100% because of the injury.
Ray, do you think Najee Harris will play Saturday? And do you think he should play Saturday?
Well, Mike said yesterday he treats this third preseason game like the old schedule. So he basically said he just there's no fourth preseason game anymore. So, you know, this one is like the one where they play all of the starters. So I certainly think you're going to see the offensive line for an extended period, probably the two quarterbacks as well. After that, you know, given Warren's situation, I would not expect to see Harris much, if at all. I would say the same thing about George Pickens for the same reason. You can ill afford to lose Pickens given the state of that receiving core. And then on defense, you know, Watt, Hayward, Minka, I don't think they're going to take a chance and play their stars any more than, you know, a couple of snaps, if at all. So I think your stars will be rested, but I think that, you know, the units they want to take a look at first and foremost, O-line, probably D-line a little bit, those linebackers inside. I think those units will get a little bit more of a longer look.
Ray is joining us here, the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Do you think we're going to see Beanie Bishop? I saw he was still listed as the starting slot corner on the depth chart, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, that one's up in the air too. You know, Terrell Austin spoke with us yesterday, and he was asked about the slot corner position. He basically said whoever shows up is going to be the starter. That's where they are right now with these injuries. As you guys know, Graylin Arnold was placed on IR last week. His season is over. The only other slot corner who's on the roster is Thomas Graham, And right now he's the only one who is healthy. So maybe Beanie can get back healthy and play in this game. I think, you know, that would be huge for him, because if he doesn't play two games in a row, Adam, I know as much as you don't want to hear it, I don't see him starting week one as the slot corner. I think that position, perhaps more than any other, is going to be addressed via waiver wire or trade before the start of the regular season.
And finally, Ray, Brandon Ayuk. Adam Schefter said yesterday he expects something to be done by the time the 49ers play their final preseason game, and that is on Friday. How do you see this all playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not closing the door, guys. The Steelers are the only team left standing. You know, we've heard for a week now that the 49ers and Ayuk were close. If it was close, in my mind, it would have been done by now. So I still think there's a decent chance that he lands in Pittsburgh. And, you know, Omar has really played this well. He's been patient. You know, if it happens, I think he deserves a lot of kudos. But obviously, it's been a tenuous situation for, 4 months now. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days.
Ray, this was outstanding. Great info, man. We appreciate your time as always. Take care.
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Much to chew on there. A ton to get into, and we'll do that coming up next. You can chime in as well on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I think we got to start with Roman Wilson.
Yep.
Like, if you're looking beyond Brandon Ayuk for something to get excited about with the Steelers receiving corps, I think it has to be Roman Wilson. Now it sounds like it probably can't be for maybe 4 weeks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We got John Wehner coming up in the next segment. The Pirates won yesterday, and Mitch Keller looked like Mitch Keller again.
I was about to do the thing where Mitch didn't look great in the second half last year, and then he's had two terrible starts in a row, and I'm going to start wondering aloud if this is just a trend for Mitch. And then he goes out there and shoves against the world champion. So we can talk to Wehner about that. Also about Ke'Bryan Hayes, who, according to Greg Brown, at least this is Brownie's guess, is probably not going to play for the rest of the year. So we could do some of that with Wehner coming up in the next segment at 8:35. And John Wehner is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Community Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. We do got to get into some of what Ray Fittipaldo said in the last segment. And I want to start with Roman Wilson. I'm happy you asked about him. I had made a note to do that, and I forgot. He says he wouldn't be surprised if Roman Wilson started the year on IR.
That's crazy.
Man, so without Ayuk, it's really tough to be optimistic, glass half full on the Steelers wide receiver core when you're talking about Van Jefferson, even Calvin Austin, when you're talking about Scotty Miller, when you're talking about Quez Watkins, who had a terrible game in game one as a punt returner. But Roman Wilson at least gave you a kernel of hope because wins national championship at Michigan, looks like a Steeler.
Mm-hmm.
Play, not a big guy, plays through contact, loves getting hit in the mouth, just eats, breathes, sleeps football. Didn't have like any drops last year. I think he can be a very good player. And because he's unknown, you could convince yourself that maybe he could play a big role on the team. But when you're talking about a rookie who doesn't play in any of the preseason games, and he won't, and might start the season on IR, when he does come back from IR eventually, 4-6 weeks, whatever it is, they're going to fold his ass in slow, man.
Yeah.
He's not going to make that big of an impact this year, I don't think, at all.
Do you know how fast things are moving, even whenever you start the year? But, like, if you come in a quarter of the year, things are moving so fast. It's going to take him a long time.
Yeah.
A long time to get adjusted. I think he only wore pads, like, one day, and that was the day he got hurt, right?
That's disastrous, man.
He's only worn pads in the NFL one day. It is... Like, I don't want to equate it to Calvin Austin's first year because he missed the whole first year. But Calvin Austin has been behind the eight ball because he didn't miss that first year. Like, you're flirting with that territory of trying to catch up with a young player that you obviously drafted in the third round and bring him up to speed as the time does go on. It's going to take a while for, I mean, I'm just making an educated guess.
Yeah.
For Roman Wilson to get up to speed and not even talk about making plays, but just getting up to speed of running NFL offense, going against defenses, being in a game, being on a field. I don't see him making plays that much as the season goes on.
He's probably not going to be an impact player at any point.
Exactly.
I don't want to push the panic button, but yeah, I feel like you kind of do got to push the panic button. I'll remember back to Martavis Bryant's rookie year, and he didn't play for the first 6 weeks. And then the first game, he catches a long touchdown from Ben, and bang, slams his head into the end wall at the artist formerly known as Heinz Field. That's totally different because run fast, get open, over the top, Ben's going to drop it in.
Antonio Brown on the other side.
With AB on the other side. But we're talking about from a mental standpoint, go run 9 routes till your legs fall off is different than Roman Wilson, you're a rookie, go play slot in the NFL. Yeah,
go get open.
Go get open. You got to be smart. You're talking option routes. You got big bodies and, you know, you're Michigan, but I'm sorry, Northwestern ain't the same as the Cincinnati Bengals.
No.
Right? Iowa, great defense. Not quite the same as the Baltimore Ravens. You got to think out there. You got to be smart. And I do think he's a smart guy. And you got to pick that up without practicing.
Got to get on the same page as Russ.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's just not good at all.
No.
One of the reasons for optimism, maybe the only reason for optimism beyond George Pickens, not going to be playing for a while. Ray also said, got to find my notes here, he expects Faltanu to start week one. Now, real quick, the beat writers, the guys who are there every day, they'll give you a hard Faltanu.
Faltanu.
Faltanu. All us radio slobs, Faltanu will give it to you. So he's optimistic he'll start week one, which, man, if he does, and Broderick Jones plays on Saturday in game 3, like he did on game 2, I don't think that would be a good idea. But I absolutely would not rule out Faltanu on the right and Dan Moore Jr. on the left.
I wouldn't rule it out.
He's hurt. Now, he wouldn't get into that yesterday.
He didn't, and I admire Broderick Jones for not using the injuries as an excuse. He also said this is as healthy as he's going to be. If it were me, I'm hurt. This sucks. No, I can't block because my arm doesn't move. He didn't do that. They know the score, and they've won games with Dan Moore, and they believe in Dan Moore more than anybody in the football universe. If Fa'utanu is ready week one, I think it's at least 50-50, Dan, and this is me, not Ray. I think it's at least 50-50 you're going to see Dan Moore at left tackle.
Well, you'll kind of get the notion of how they're going to go based off of how many reps that one's unit of the offensive line gets on Saturday and where everybody is. Like, if Jones doesn't get any left tackle reps on Saturday, it's probably looking like Dan Moore Jr. if Fa'utanu's healthy, right?
Now,
how are you just going to throw in a guy? Broderick Jones in that left in the first game of the season without any reps.
I know, especially when he's playing poor at right. Like, the film you've got on him, the most recent film, is bad. Let's go stick him in a position he's never played before in the NFL, even though it is his natural position. They're screwing all this up. I also think, and Ray is there every day, and I asked him for an educated guess, and it was a prediction, not as much what he's been told when he says Fa'utanu in his mind going to start week one. It doesn't seem very Tomlin-y to me. A rookie who doesn't play the preseason to start week one.
Right.
It's just not a Tomlin thing that you would normally see.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep an eye on that. Jaylen Warren says he's healthy. Not healthy, but says he should be ready week one. Mike Tomlin says it's not a long-term thing. Fingers crossed that he's going to be ready for week one.
Yes.
Because you need him.
Significant.
You need him. And with a hamstring, you just... Not only do you, if you start worrying about week one, you start worrying about week two, week three, because that, you got to kind of spoon feed a guy. You can't go, oh, you're back to practice, you're going full speed. Doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was encouraging news. I wish we asked, and I forgot, about Peyton Wilson, because you want to see him out there and healthy.
What did he end up hurting?
I forget.
Was it a shoulder?
I forget.
Was it his ankle?
Can't remember.
Was it his knee?
It's one of those things.
Was it body?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That song will always be stuck in my head.
I was singing it yesterday to my youngest.
Yeah.
And she doesn't appreciate it yet because she doesn't know what a head or a shoulder or a knee or a toe is.
She was just looking at you.
Yeah.
Drooling.
And then you get to eyes, ears, mouth, and nose, and she's totally lost.
Done.
Absolutely no clue. B. Bishop. We'll see if we see him on Saturday. Ray's prediction, they're going to upgrade that position. And it's unlikely in his mind that it's going to be Beanie the starter week one. So, get someone who's cut from someplace else.
Patrick Peterson.
We're at Patrick Peterson point now, though, right?
Yep.
Like, you got to sign him now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sign him. You need as much practice time. Because there's in shape, there's football shape. You see all the time when guys don't play, don't practice, that's when they start hurting hamstrings
and
soft tissues early in the season. So if you are going to get him, you better get him now. Not that he inspires any kind of excitement, I don't think. John Wayne are going to join us next. Buccos win last night. Is Mitch Keller okay? And what's going on with Key Brian Hayes? John Wayne is brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. We got John Wayne on the horn. Thanks to all the people who texted in and said Peyton Wilson has a concussion. Brain fart. My bad. I'm not saying a concussion's a brain fart. I'm saying I had a brain fart.
So did I, and I have had a lot of concussions, so it makes sense.
There you go. So you've got that to fall back on.
Right.
I've just got that I'm not that bright. John Wayner is a bright man, and he joins us right now. Good morning to you, John. How you doing today?
I'm good. Who's Peyton Wilson?
Inside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Keep an eye out on him, John. He's going to be a fan favorite.
Good. I'm glad. That stinks. He has a concussion.
It also stinks that Key Brian Hayes' back sucks. And I say that totally sincerely, and it explains the performance, I think, at the dish this year, where he just obviously has not been up to snuff. Greg Brown was on with the PM guys yesterday, and he said he thinks that he just is going to sit the rest of the season. Do you think that's what they should do with Key Brian?
Oh, I don't know. I guess they got to find out what it is. You hope they can fix it, whatever it is. I mean, backs are, funny. I had back surgery my rookie year, so I was so happy that it got fixed. It bugged me since college, just played through it. you know, luckily mine got to the point where I had a disc that ruptured and I couldn't walk. So they fixed it and I was a new man. I mean, the difference was remarkable how much better I felt post-surgery than pre-surgery. And so I just know that at times they don't want to operate. I mean, so many people have back issues, and if they don't want to operate, you just do treatment and whatever else, and you just still suffer. Suffering is the worst. So it's not easy to play with, obviously, daily back pain and soreness and stiffness and everything else like that. And, you know, it sounds silly to say, but I hope it's bad enough where they have to have surgery and it'll be better.
John, let's talk about a positive from at least this season so far. I mean, all the things that have gone on. I mean, obviously the losing streaks, being in it, being out of it, certain players performing, certain players not performing. But a guy that really has been steady and consistent and has performed in a diamond in the rough is Joey Bart. I mean, just, you know, acquiring that guy when they did because they needed catcher help, I can't assume that they thought that he would have and become the player that he is right now. Does he have the opportunity of being the starter at catcher next year?
Boy, not only being the starter, but maybe your cleanup hitter. You know, we've kind of been looking for a middle of the lineup bat here for a few years. And what we've seen from him so far this year is a cleanup hitter. I mean, the guy has an RBI every five or so at bats. He's hitting the ball in the ballpark, OPS 880 or, you know, upwards, the high 800s. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's sustainable. Obviously, he was a very high pick, second overall. He's got a ton of power. He's really good behind the plate. He grinds out at bats. He drives in runs. And, I mean, literally, we've been looking for a cleanup hitter, I mean, for it seems like years. And I hope that's what he is. I would love to see him behind the plate and continue to hit and hit in the middle of the order and drive in runs. He's done that all year long. Probably the biggest move of the year as far as when you're looking at trades and, you know, getting help. I think without him, I don't know where we would be because, you know, we were hoping we were going to get this from Henry Davis, quite frankly.
Right.
You know, a 1-1, and thought that he'd be the everyday guy this year. And, you know, and then out of the blue, we get Joey Bart. And my goodness, I don't think he could have expected anything close to this offensively, and he's been great defensively as well.
John Wehner with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Just going to take an educated guess here, John, and say that IKF is your kind of player. Plays a bunch of different positions at a high level, and he hits behind runners. He hits the ball the other way. This guy's right out of the John Wehner book, huh?
Way better than that, but yeah, that's you're exactly right. I mean, this guy does everything right, and he plays hard, and that's the thing that I like the most. He plays hard. He's got some pop in his bat. You know, it amazes me that this guy has caught as much as he has. I know he caught a lot young when he was younger, but anyway, how many guys have caught and can play shortstop and center field among, you know, let alone all the other positions? And he grinds out at bats, and man, he plays hard. And to me, that's what this team needs. They need a guy like that to kind of lead by example. And, you know, you have him, and Brian Reynolds is another one that's out there every day, and he plays hard. And I'm thinking, man, you watch these guys, and they're just total pros. They're very productive. You know, in IKF's case, he's won a gold glove, and he goes hard every at bat. He goes hard every pitch on defense. He's prepared. And those are guys that you need to set an example, and you hope that everybody else follows. Because I know I went on a rant a little bit last week and talked about this. I mean, the Pirates have to outplay teams. They're not going to outspend teams, obviously. So they're not going to out-talent teams. They got to outplay teams. And guys like Reynolds and Kiner Falefa, those are the kind of guys you need to go out there and, you know, do everything you can, everything they can to win a baseball game. And the more guys like that you have, the better chance you have to win.
John, I don't know if you got any feedback from last week's segment, but the people, the texters, the listeners, the callers, the Twitter folk, they want you not only to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, they want you to be president.
Well, of course they do. Who wouldn't want me to be president?
We do.
I mean, I'm so smart, so well-spoken, you know.
Pittsburgh guy.
Pittsburgh guy. No, I mean, you know, being from Pittsburgh, you guys know that these guys, you want toughness. You want people that try hard and play hard and people that care and people that hold themselves accountable. And again, it's something where, you know, it shouldn't be that hard, you know, to have four at bats and to play hard. This team's gone through so much. The fans of Pittsburgh have gone through so much. This team was so good for, you know, it looked like they were going to be so good. You know, it looked like there was an opportunity. You know, the fans got behind it. Everybody was coming to the ballpark. You guys were talking about it 24/7. The Pirates, the Pirates, the Pirates. And it was like the rug was pulled out from under the fans again. And unfortunately, you know, we see what it's like up in Cleveland. The poor folks up in Cleveland, year after year, they got nothing. And quite frankly, in Pittsburgh, you know, Penguins have not been the Penguins. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 10 years or whatever it is. And it's the Pirates. And the Pirates had a fan base that was excited. And, you know, that obviously that everybody's frustrated. You know, and so we need a winner. This used to be the city of champs. You know, they don't want to be the city of chumps. We got to get it turned around. And this team has a pretty good window right in front of us. Coming up next year, they got to get better offensively, and we got to get back to the playoffs. So we got to start winning playoff games again, not just the Pirates, but you know, everywhere.
Rock music to everybody's ears. Yep. We appreciate your time, and if you are looking for a pick me up, just go on YouTube, type in Peyton Wilson NC State highlights, and I think you'll be very excited.
All right, good. I want to be excited about football. I can't even watch right now. I'm you know, I can't get excited about.
Yeah, don't watch Georgia. Now. Don't. I mean, you don't need to watch. It's September.
Oh, I watched. You know, I shouldn't say that. I watched the series. I threw up.
Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week. We do appreciate your time.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, John.
I mean, he's the man.
I mean, he just sold himself to be president.
He did.
That was a great sell.
At least mayor of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Or governor of PA.
I'd vote for him.
City of champs. They're the city of chumps right now.
Yes.
Seriously, though, John. Peyton Wilson highlights NC State. Very, very good.
I feel like if John Wehner was a football player, he'd be Peyton Wilson.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yes.
How about John's disc exploded?
Yes. Early.
No good.
Nope.
Going to react to some of what John had to say coming up next. And then one of football's great writers says the Steelers are due for a big regression. We'll talk about that at 9. Doran out the rest of the week, starting right now, has some personal matters he needs to attend to. This is an excused absence. It's not like when Mulsey leaves to play golf. Unwarranted shot at Mulsey there. Actually, Mulsey, he was alone yesterday. Had a segment that is our launching pad for the upcoming segment coming up at 9 o'clock. It was really good stuff from Chris, and we're going to have a different take on it coming on in about 10 minutes here. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We had Wehner on in the last segment, and we're going to get back into football at 9 o'clock. Wehner was talking about the back issues for Key Brian Hayes, and Greg Brown was on yesterday with Chris in the afternoon, and he said his best guess, his educated guess, is that Key Brian probably going to miss the remainder of the season. I think the Pirates are doing the right thing here, but I think they did it way too long after they should have done it. Now, Key Brian Hayes, apart for like 3 months of his career, has never been a great hitter. Just hasn't. But he has been around league average, and with his glove, that makes him worth every penny of the $8.75 or whatever it is million-dollar contract a year that he's getting. I think that he could be a perfect change of scenery guy. Here's the problem. You can't. No one's going to take on Key Brian Hayes this offseason. Even if over the course of these next couple of months, you find out what the problem is, diagnose it, and come up with a treatment plan, Nobody's going to take that guy on. You're not going to trade him for anything. And I thought about midway through the year, when it was clear to me that Key Bryant didn't have it at the dish, that you probably just needed to cut bait and move on. He's probably going to be your starting third baseman next year, folks. They're not going to DFA a guy that they're paying the way that they're paying him. It's not going to happen. And I think IKF, you can give him some run at third. You want to see if he can be the guy. Maybe if it doesn't work out with Key Bryant, the answer is not going to be to trade him this offseason. The hope is that Key Bryant does figure it out. Maybe, like Wehner said, you get him under the knife, and then he comes back at some point next year, and the problems are all behind him. And at that point, he's either your starting third baseman, and you feel better about it because he's healthy, or he shows he's healthy, and you can ship him off. But rest assured, Key Bryant Hayes going to be your starting third baseman when he's healthy next year. I don't see any way around that. And I think they did a disservice to him by waiting so long for him to shut it down. I can't be convinced otherwise. When he talked to Mackie Key Bryant the other day for the Post-Gazette, and he talked about all the injuries he's dealt with and how he can't even turn because his back is so bad, I think that was a calculated move by him to get it out publicly. And I never begrudge players who talk openly about their injuries. Broderick Jones, admirable. Just yesterday, would not use the elbow injury as an excuse. Although every single one of us can see he ain't right. Trey Essex on with us yesterday. He can see he ain't right. Didn't use it as an excuse. If I'm a player, I'm using it as an excuse, man. Because it's not one. It's a reason. Like, Key Bryant's the worst player in Major League Baseball, according to OPS. The worst. Not bottom 10, not bottom 15, not bottom 10%. No, he's the worst hitter by OPS in Major League Baseball. If I'm Key Bryant, I'm shouting from the rooftops a month and a half ago, my back sucks, I can't get past this. So I guess some of that has to be worn by him. But the Pirates know this has been going on, and you continue to run him out there every single day to the detriment of Key Bryant and to the detriment to the team because he's been that bad. And your defense can never be good enough to overcome the worst OPS in Major League Baseball. What he's become, what he is Jared Triolo now, who can pick it and can't hit a wink. I think they really screwed up, and I think he's going to obviously be your starting third baseman whenever he is, quote-unquote, healthy next year. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. You can vote at _ Adam Crowley. A simple question might yield a complicated answer. And the question is this: will Mike Tomlin suffer his first losing season in 2024? Again, you can vote at _ Adam Crowley, and that's going to be our topic-ish next. One of the best football writers in this country made a really good case that the Steelers are going to take a significant step back this year, and he's got the data. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the counter-argument, and you're going to tell me who makes the better case, the writer or me, at 412-928-9370. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 72.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.